Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawfer, the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Is that a little bit more...
subdued, or shall we reaching out your energy?
Not ear-popping, I should
not
say.
Not ear-popping, that is true. I think all our listeners and viewers will appreciate their ears not being burst at the start of it.
Yes. So before we start, Chris, how's the week?
Week's been good. Actually trying to get a deal done at the moment on a property. So going back and forth with an agent, not yourself. Trying to get that done. So wait and see what happens.
Perfect.
That's always good. Always a good week when you're getting ending it, getting a deal done. Let's see what happens though.
Okay, well.
Time this podcast comes out, I've either popped a beer or some tissues under the eyes. Or popped a beer. Anyway, talking about buying.
Yes.
And this is not a scenario with that particular buyer, but anyway, we're talking today about the creeping in of what we've seen of a trend of late. Welcome back, our old friend, FOMO.
FOMO. Chris, what is FOMO for our new visitors to the podcast playing at home, or if you are unaware?
I believe it's an old, old wooden ship. No. Call back to Anchorman. Fear of missing out. So this is a scenario that plays on people's minds when they are looking at property or anything that could be, but specifically we're talking about property. They have gone off and seen properties and they're typically they're transacting fast, so they're missing out on those and that, or they've felt like they're comfortable, so they go, okay, I'll see a property and I'll come back to it, and it might be a week or two later, by the time they come back, it's actually been sold in that time. So what happens there is, the little devil inside your brain goes, this is going to keep happening, And so you tend to find people in this mode buying something that's maybe not perfect. Rushing in, that fear of missing out. But what's interesting is there was a thing called, only a year or so ago, called FOOP.
Oh, please explain what FOOP is.
So FOOP was, it's still a thing, but it's not really happening now. It's fear of overpaying. So it was a simple thing. If you hark back to the time when the interest rates were really going up hard,
yep,
there were still people looking to buy a property. There was property available. Property prices weren't going up. Actually, they were coming down. So there was this mindset around, okay, if I'm transacting and buying, I'm locking in that price, but what if I overpay? What if a month's time that same property has now gone down further in value? So there was a fear of, if I buy now, you know, buying time. Now what's funny, not ha-ha funny, but funny, is... if we had a crystal ball, November 2022, at least the Sydney market would have been the perfect time to be able to predict that. Unfortunately, we didn't know that for about 3 or 4 months later. That was the bottom part of the market.
How come you didn't know, Chris? I thought you had that crystal ball.
No, well, it's like a roller coaster where you're blindfolded. You don't know when it's going to go down or go up. You can only see the information in front of you. So if you're blindfold going up a roller coaster, you just think it's going to keep going up and up and up.
So for viewers playing along at home, my favorite thing as a real estate agent, a selling agent, is having phone calls with buyers that are telling me that they're just going to wait till the market hits the bottom or wait till the market hits the top.
You are evil.
And I do my best to educate them that we don't know until hindsight.
No, I think the age old thing, you know, we always get asked when's the right time to buy, and we say it, mortgage brokers say it, people who have purchased say it, right time to buy is when you've got everything ready, you should buy.
When you can afford it, when you can hold on to it.
Yep. What about, so we talked about there about interest rates, you know, previously going down, obviously at the moment interest rates are flat. What do you take on interest rates moving forward, and how does that relate to FOMO?
So where I see it, and having some conversations with some very skilled mortgage brokers and people, experts that specifically follow the interest rates, is that at some point in time this year, they are expecting interest rates to drop down.
Yep.
Obviously, at this point in time, all of a sudden, Australians could start spending on stuff again. And so at this point in time, interest rates are looking like they're going to head down at some point in the back half of the year. When that happens, I am expecting a lot more people to jump in for pre-approvals. So yep. A lot more buyers to reach out. And at the moment, the stock level in, I'd say, majority of suburbs, or at least Sydney, they are undersupplied. And so what's going to happen, particularly I think in the housing market, is with all these extra buyers, with extra borrowing capacity, so yep. Their borrowing power when interest rates go down, the borrowing power goes up so they can spend more, are going to be competing on not that many properties. and that's going to start forcing prices to go back up.
Yep.
Which then can lead to people overpaying, but also having the fear. So not only FOOP, fear of overpaying in terms of on, well, actually not FOOP, they're going to be paying extra, but the fear of missing out.
So it's almost fear then of overpaying in terms of, geez, could I have got that less? Then it's gone and sold for more than what I wanted to pay, and then the next one sells for more. So there's
and the fear of missing out. So people, they keep trying to pay for more. So what Chris and I think want to talk about now is some easy,
quick three key tips to if you're going through, if your brain is playing on you and you've got a FOMO scenario playing in your head, if what we've just said, I guess, is happening to you, here are our three quick tips so forth. So first one, you talked about know your limit. What does that mean?
Yeah, so know your limit is just basically understand all your costings with a purchase. It's not just the physical price. You've got conveyances or lawyers. You might have building inspectors. Yep. Anyone that
might have a buyer's agent,
anyone, any money that is going to go out to help you purchase that property.
Yeah. And that will help you determine what your limit is, because you can then work backwards. Okay, if I take stamp duty, if I take the price, probably if I take solicitor costs, if I take a couple of building inspections, if I take a buyer's agent, you know, all those things are kind of known. Yep. Then you walk back and you work it back and you go, I actually know my exact limit. So that will help you why.
That will help you why, because you'll be able to know exactly where to look for, and you'll be able to spend less time looking around and actually just
focus. Well, I think we've spoken about, may not help you exactly know where to look for, because there's this thing called guide prices that can be weird and wonderful, but it will help you know if something sells above that level, I guess, it gives you a little bit of a comfort. You haven't actually fear of missing out because it's gone above what you can afford.
Yeah.
So that's where I think it plays into comfort level is more so to go, that property would have really loved what sold for 50 grand more than what you maximum could afford. Yes. So that's nothing you can worry about. It's outside of your market, outside of your area. As annoying as it is, that's the brutal fact.
Correct. Chris.
Knowing things as well about your costs. We talked about the building inspector there. Our second tip is when you start the process, make a connection with the building inspector at that time. You know, your friend, family, maybe a mortgage broker, someone will know a specific building inspector in the area you're looking to buy. Reach out to them, definitely when you have no property in mind. Ask them, you know, what they do, what's their due diligence. Make sure you can feel comfortable with it. Ask them what their pricing are. Okay, if it's a semi, if it's a freestanding, if it's this sort of dwelling, what are the costings? Great. Let them know you'll reach out to them as and when you have a property for them to inspect. That way, as when you do a property, and even though FOMO is happening, I don't think they're moving fast enough just now. You can't get someone in within a 24, 48 hour period. But if you do reach out to that building inspector with the property in mind in the future, likelihood, because you've had that pre-conversation, I can almost say they will fit you in within a day or two. If you call one out of the blue, even if it's come for a recommendation, they'll probably fit you in a day or three, or day or four, day or five, which then may mean you miss out on that property.
Yeah.
Tip number three.
Now, I've actually got a bit of a frog scenario or analogy to start with, Chris.
Frog.
Basically, I'll quickly explain. Imagine there was some boiling water and there was just some water that was slowly heating up. So if you put a frog straight away into boiling water, it is said that frog will jump straight out because it's hot. It recognizes like...
Here's one we prepared earlier.
The other one is if there is...
So boiling water, you chuck a frog in, frog jumps out.
Yep.
That makes sense.
I would do the same thing. Oh, I think any normal...
I'm just checking.
If you put a frog into normal cold water or even warm water, it'll sit there and then you slowly turn it up so the heat gets hotter and hotter and hotter. The frog, from my understanding, basically will adapt its body heat to cope with the rising temperatures.
Okay.
Sit in there, and then once it gets too hot...
Yep, so boiling.
Boiling, it will try and jump out, but it can't because it's used all its energy.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to pull the analogy there is when you go, you like a property. So
tip number three is what?
Tip number three is when you go to put an offer on a property, put the offer that you almost are comfortable, that you're going to have no regrets the next day that you missed out on the property.
Yeah. So that... Why? So that if you put in, I guess...
Okay, so if you put in... Oh, that was probably not the best explained. If you put in a low offer, more than likely there's going to be another offer come on top of it because the agent's going to be saying, you know, you allow the chance for someone else to put an offer in, and then you're in a bit of a bidding war.
Even if it's not that, even if they go, look, defender wants more, agents will do that.
Yeah.
Agent will say, you know, you're getting close, but it needs to be this level.
You've now started to mentally invest because you're putting in offers, offers, and offers. And it gets to the point sometimes at like auctions where you can't pull out because you're so emotionally invested and think you're so close to getting the property.
Yeah.
If you initially put a really good offer in that you know is almost at your limit and it doesn't get accepted or someone goes well beyond, it's quite easy to just pull yourself out because...
Yeah, I think if we lay it back to the frog, I think that... Because I get it, but I don't get it, but I will go along with it. So the thing is, I think what you have to understand is in this scenario is it's like the frog. So if you put an offer in that's really low, it's unlikely to be accepted. The agent is going to spend 1 day, 2, even if you put time limits on it, if they think it's below what it's actually going to be, what they can actually achieve for it, they're not going to rush back to get that deal done. So they're going to spend 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and they're going to slowly drag your price up. And actually what's going to happen is you're actually going to pay more than if you put a good offer in initially, because you then become emotionally invested. You've done 3 days, 4 days, you've told your friends I'm going to get this property, and so you pay more. Whereas what we're saying is, put something, you're saying something near your max. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying something fair and reasonable.
Yeah.
We can use different ways of putting it. We put that fair and reasonable price, it's likely to get done within 24 hours. So your emotional investment isn't as high. If it goes above it, you go, okay, I'll walk away. Look, yep. The frog, top water, I'll jump out.
Exactly.
But if you've had 2 or 3 days to simmer,
yep.
You're likely to go, okay, what's another 50K? What's another 20K? Unfortunately,
yes.
In this market. So,
yeah. So I think to round that off,
yep.
There's FOMO, which originally it was fear of overpaying, which yep. is now starting to turn into a bit of FOMO. And with the interest rates about to drop off, you got to be wary that you don't, about fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And we've just given some tips right there. So I think, Chris, I reckon we just go straight into 3 quick Qs.
Okay.
Let's nail this. Let's try and do this within 30 seconds and I'm going to start.
Oh, you're going to start.
3 quick Qs are basically we say 3 quick questions. We haven't tipped each other off on what those questions are. There's no defending this time. It's black and white.
Let's Chris. Go. Okay, brutal.
Would you get FOMO or FOOP buying for yourself personally?
Yes. Can a buyer make an offer too fast that would worry you?
No.
Okay.
What do people experience worse, FOOP or FOMO in your professional career?
FOMO. Every day of the week.
Lovely.
Do all first home buyers know there is no payment for stamp duty below 800K or the slide is 800 to me? Do all of them know that?
No.
Okay.
My third question, which can be anything. What are the odds of you running a marathon with me with no training?
Above 50%.
Above 50%. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Last one. Electric or acoustic?
Acoustic.
Very good. Well, that brings us to an end. Thank you for dropping by. As we always say, please like, share. Be huge if you've got somebody in your network who is dealing with some FOMO, goes around them, but maybe share this with them and share our connection details and maybe we can help.
Perfect. Other than that, thank you for dropping by. We'll be here next week. Sayonara.